Hi, this is Barbara. I have a question.
Please.
Mine goes kind of back to what a few questions ago when you said that some of us may not have been very nice in our past. And that's me. I have been feeling a lot of stuff leaving over many months, but particularly lately, stuff that I thought had left is still coming up. And I'm doing my best to just say goodbye. Yay, it's going. However, there's someone very close to me in my family who wants to kind of put both of our feet back in that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, she. I've talked to her about things. I've apologized, long ago for certain instances, and tried to make amends the best I could. But I think stuff is coming up for her. So, but they involve me. Her resentment towards me. So I was wondering, do you have suggestions on how to handle that?
Yeah, first you stay on your side of the rose. And secondly, you see, when you start to build, this is another add-on to this platform of these words. In third dimension, everything is conditional. There is no such thing as unconditional in the third dimension. And so, because it's conditional, forgiveness is not really that possible as a third dimensional concept. But forgiveness has a very powerful fourth dimensional configuration. So when you really go, I can let this go, you're making that decision from a fourth dimensional place, not a third dimensional place. Compassion exists in a fourth dimensional space, does not exist in a third dimensional space. So it's very difficult to go into sympathy or empathy with somebody and consider that compassion. It's not. It's sympathy or empathy. Being in compassion gives you a lot of room and choices. But what happens is, because I still have this little sticky catcher's mitt in my space where I was not a nice person, they throw that rock right into that little catcher's mitt every time. And so one of the things that is really required in this kind of a situation is it takes two to play the game no matter what. And when one of you gets out of the game, there is no room to continue to play the game. So somewhere you're still hanging on to, what you did or what you didn't do. I don't know what that means. I'm just being general here. If you can begin to say the next time she gets kind of edgy, if you can own your space, step into that fourth dimensional space, have your rose up, have no rock in your hand. That makes sense? You're not going to whack her. You really look her right in the eye and you say, I understand this is a difficult situation for you. And it had been a difficult situation for me all along, too. And I've done my best to tell you that this was my mistake or my whatever it is. And I recognize that I created some of this situation. But I'm going to tell you right here that I'm also telling you I'm sorry for my part of the contribution. And I'm wishing you well. And I'm giving you all the room to let your part of that go also and be happy. But this is a conversation that I would like to bring to an end right now. And here's the question. Exactly these words. How would it be possible for you to feel good about this, letting this go? How, and this works wonderful in a lot of situations, how is it possible? Or how would it be possible? See, and what they'll say is, well, it's not possible. And you say, well, yeah, I know it's not possible. But if it were possible, how would it be possible that we can be friends here? More often than not, if you have to say that twice, sometimes you have to say it three times, that person will burst into tears. See, because the word how does not give you the opportunity to say no. Very powerful question. How would it be possible? I just feel the end. But see, you can't do it from resentment or gaminess. It's really you look them right in the eye and you go, I feel bad about my part, and how would it be possible that you and I can get past this?
Okay, I love that. My thing is turning and running away, and I've actually had to withdraw and not engage with this person temporarily. I try not to do ever, you know, never talk to you again type of thing, but I've just withdrawn my energy and my activities with this person altogether. And this would be very helpful, though, for when we do reopen our path of communication.
Mm-hmm. And
the running that I'm...
Go ahead.
Oh, well, the running that I've done, I kind of wanted to ask your input on that. Not so much running, but just backing away, because I did say what you had said earlier about I own my part of it, and, you know, I ask your forgiveness. I'm, you know, working on forgiving myself, because that's part of what I'm releasing is guilt and regret and things like that, that waste of energy stuff.
Okay, here, let me add one piece to this, because
okay.
Her forgiveness of you has nothing to do with you. Now, if you look at that little paragraph, right, the two sentences, right in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Forgive me for my trespasses, as I forgive you for your trespasses." It doesn't say, when you forgive me, then everything will be okay. You don't need another person's forgiveness. What you do is, in your space, you break the game up by recognizing that, oh, gee, I really did create this part. And I get that it was part of a lesson. And I get that that's something I really don't want to do again. And I get
it.
And
I do realize it was a lesson, so I have a hard time even regretting what I did for that reason.
Then good, don't regret it. That's a regret.
Okay. Yeah, so it's hard for me to, you know, say anymore, please forgive me, I'm sorry.
Let me stop you again. If you lead your sentence off with, it's hard for me, guess what you're about to get?
Hardness, difficulties, challenges.
Great. Play with that aspect of that Lord's Prayer, not as a religion, but... Forgive me for my trespasses. Oh, I get it. I made a mistake here, and I can let this go. I get it. And I can forgive you for your part of the puzzle that you played in. You're not asking them for forgiveness.
Okay.
And you say, and I hope you can come to balance with this, but I'm about my past now, and I would love to be your friend in this, but see, they have to make the decision to forgive themselves and to let it go for you.
Yes.
You can't fix that other person. You can fix you and dust off your sandals and get about your path. So, good question. I hope that helps.
Thank you, Jim. It does much. Thank you.